From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A few moments ago, President Barack Obama wrapped up his address to the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He bluntly called for more cooperation between nations, noting that the United States is not immune to failure when acting alone.
In Iraq, the United States learned the hard lesson that even hundreds of thousands of brave, effective troops, trillions of dollars from our treasury, cannot by itself impose stability on a foreign land. Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
He also called for more cooperation within nations among different sectarian and political forces.
A politics of solidarity that depend on demonizing others, that draws on religious sectarianism or narrow tribalism or jingoism, may at times look like strength in the moment, but over time its weakness will be exposed. And history tells us that the dark forces unleashed by this type of politics surely makes all of us less secure. Our world has been there before. We gain nothing from going back.
Obama also decried the situation in Syria, saying it's an assault on all of our humanity. Later Monday, Syria is also expected to be a focus of President Obama's talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. For more on the UNGA, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran on Monday, cutting short his visit for the UN General Assembly so that he can take part in a ceremony to honor the Iranians killed in a stampede during the Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed among the dead last week outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. More than 300 remain missing. On Sunday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei demanded Saudi Arabia apologize for the stampede. Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel bin Ahmed al-Jubeir accused Iran of politically exploiting the tragedy. Iranians protested Sunday outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran for a third straight day. In a developing story, Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard behind a recent coup attempt is refusing to be disarmed. The army says the planned disarmament of the group, known as the RSP, has reached a dead end because soldiers will not give up their weapons. The cabinet is expected to hold an emergency meeting later Monday to discuss the situation, and civil society groups have called for people to protest. Before the coup, Burkina Faso was planning to hold national elections on October 11th. Currently, it's unclear when that will take place. The Taliban has captured parts of a key northern city in Afghanistan, this on the eve of the first anniversary of the National Unity Government in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul gives details from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
Local officials and insurgents say the Taliban staged a pre-dawn coordinated attack on Kunduz, and by mid-afternoon it seized control of key parts of the city near the border with Tajikistan. Afghan media quoted eyewitnesses as confirming the Taliban advances, reporting dozens of casualties among Afghan local police forces. But authorities insisted national security forces have repelled the insurgent attack and are currently engaged in operations to clear Kunduz. The Taliban assaulted Kunduz at a time when the provincial governor is visiting neighboring Tajikistan and senior security officials are also reportedly visiting Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
An attack on a wedding party killed at least 27 people, mainly women and children, in southwestern Yemen. Yemeni security officials attributed the two airstrikes on Monday to the Saudi-led coalition targeting the country's Houthi rebels. On Sunday, residents and medics said Saudi-led helicopter airstrikes killed 25 civilians in the country's northwest. The coalition has been mounting airstrikes against the Houthi militia for 6 months, attempting to force the group from the capital, Sana'a, and restore internationally recognized President Abd Rabu Mansour Haidi back to power. Royal Dutch Shell said Monday that for the foreseeable future, it will not drill in the Arctic.
That's the latest world news from VOA.